"Really, you amuse me," answered the Marionette, nodding his head.
"Hey, Pinocchio," cried the tallest of them all, "that will do. We are tired of hearing you bragging about yourself, you little turkey cock. You may not be afraid of us, but remember we are not afraid of you either. You are alone, you know, and we are seven."
"Like the seven sins," said Pinocchio, still laughing.
"Did you hear that? He has insulted us all. He has called us sins. Pinocchio, apologize for that or look out."
"Cuckoo,"
said the Marionette, mocking them with his thumb to his nose. "You'll be sorry."
"Cuckoo."
"We'll whip you soundly."
"Cuckoo."
"You'll go home with a broken nose."
"Cuckoo."
"Very well, then. Take that and keep it for your supper," cried out the boldest of his tormentors. And with the words he gave Pinocchio a terrible blow on the head. Pinocchio answered with another blow, and that was the signal for the beginning of the fray. In a few moments the fight raged hot and heavy on both sides. Pinocchio, although alone, defended himself bravely. With those two wooden feet of his, he worked so fast that his opponents kept at a respectful distance. Wherever they landed, they left their painful mark, and the boys could only run away and howl.